Hello, 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 John Mason. How is everybody? Hope you're all well. Trump Media and Technology Group has merged with its other firm, Digital World Acquisition Corporation. And you know, Trump Media Group is, their main product is the Truth Social, social networking thing, site that Trump uses to send out his hysterical raving screeds, talking about how Joe Biden is leading the country to hell and all. And it was always hyped that as the next big thing among Trumpers. A lot of Trump worshippers purchased stock in this new entity, which, like I said, is Trump Media and Technology Group merging with Digital World Acquisition Corporation. And on Monday, the stock went on the market. And what happened? Trump Media and Technology Group lost 23% of its value in one day, losing $89 million. Trump himself lost $1 billion. And now he's suing his partners in the acquisition in a company to take their share of the what they had so he can get it. Well, people never learn. The Trump brand is super toxic anymore. Trump Hotel, Trump Casinos. Who loses money at a casino? Trump Steaks, Trump Vodka, Trump Water, Trump Magazine, Trump Airlines, Trump Anything. Some people have learned that, had the idea that putting the label Trump on it, that's all he sells anymore, is the label, the brand. People pay for the right, corporations pay for the right to put the word Trump on their building. And they build the building according to certain Trump organization specifications. And by now, people should know that the Trump brand is toxic. It is useless. It is garbage. And it's another money-making scam. The hype was he was supposed to get the $3 to $4 billion. Not right away. Had to wait 6 months. But three to four billion, which he needs because, let's face it, he's not the multi-billionaire he always hyped himself to be. And now he's reduced to selling certain things as sneakers. Those gold-plated sneakers for $3.99 a pair. Bibles for $59.99. Hey, you can buy them online through Amazon. You can, and the Gideons give them away. But people still allow themselves to be suckered by the word Trump. There are people who still think he's the Messiah of America. They still think he's the savior. They still think that he's going to go back in the White House, in the power, and wreak havoc on everybody they despise, such as Christians who they don't consider Christian, LGBTQ people, transgenders, in other words, anybody, any minority group, any long put down group who have the freaking audacity to stand up for themselves. And that's another thing. Conservatives, no matter how far on the spectrum they are, they always complain that they're being persecuted and oppressed, that their beliefs are being mocked. We've seen this on March the 31st. It was Easter. Follow the traditional pattern of 40 days after Mardi Gras and all, after Ash Wednesday. It's the same pattern. And Easter just happened to fall upon the traditionally recognized day, Transgender Day of Visibility. And the way to the right media, from Fox News all the way down, got hysterical. Well, they acted like they got hysterical about how dare Joe Biden declare that Easter Day the Transgender Day of Visibility. It always was. March 31st always was the Transgender Day of Visibility. And it happened by accident of the calendar to fall on Easter Sunday. Does anybody take them seriously? Yes, they do. They have their followers. Trump has his followers. Marjorie Taylor Greene has her followers. People even take Tucker Carlson seriously. So, we have to take ourselves seriously too. We have to take seriously the fact that these people, if we don't vote, if we don't pull ourselves together, if we don't pay attention, these people are going to take away our liberty. Trump gets back in, he'll be a dictator on day one. I don't doubt don't believe he's gonna stop at day two or three or four. No. He'll keep on being a dictator. So, my friends, get out there and vote. On April 23rd is primary election day in Pennsylvania. I would be doing my part on my division's election board, helping people manage the process of voting. And I will also urge people to get out and vote. That's how democracy works. We can't wait for this knight in shining armor to slay the Trump dragon. We have to band together and slay the dragon ourselves. We can do it. And let's not forget November 5th, General Election Day. We get out there and vote. And we defeat Trump. And strike another blow for freedom and against autocracy. We can do it, Americans. And don't be mentally sidelined by nonsense issues like Easter Day as Trans Day of Visibility. Keep your eyes on the prize. Get out there and vote. And please, do not consider any of these third-party types. The third-party candidates will take votes away from Biden so they'll make the election of Trump easier. I'm talking to you, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Get out there and vote. Okay, then, I'm all talked out. I forgive my speech patterns, but I get nervous sometimes. And I've been I guess I've told you a lot of times, I have been diagnosed as on the autism spectrum. My mind works fine. Getting the words out is a bit of work. But I get the word out. Americans, you too get the word out. Tell your friends and family. Get out there and vote. Okay, advertisements. My work on this podcast and my YouTube channel and my blog and my poetry and my fiction, all my media work, costs money. It is work that I do. It is not a hobby. It's not a pastime. It's serious stuff for me. Therefore, I ask for your financial support. Please get on my website, johnomason.com, johnomason.com, and click the buttons for Buy Me a Coffee or PayPal, and give what you can. I do appreciate it. And also, my novel, Soldier of the Cross, is available on Amazon.com. It's the story of David Lucas, who is a young man in the early 60s. He's a drunk and a whore chaser and a school bully. He gets in trouble in the army. He comes out of it a born-again Christian. A fanatical, manly man for Jesus. A total zealot. Trying to be a good Christian man. But how he goes about it lands him in trouble. Please purchase it. Soldier of the Cross on Amazon.com. And also, Hemperific is a lovely little CBD product store located on Snyder Avenue near 15th Street in South Philadelphia. There you will find some of the finest cannabis-infused products. Gummies and candies and lip balm and flower and hand sanitizer and dog treats. Yep, dog treats. Look them up, please. HemperificLLC.com. And also my beloved career and business coach, Michelle Snow. Michelle is way excellent in helping you develop your professional career or small business. Let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other up-and-coming entrepreneurs and professionals. Do please look her up. GrowWithSnow.com. Okay. Alrighty then. That is our mission. We must accept it. Get out there and vote. And please don't be deterred by some media talk that, oh, Trump's going to get in. Oh, we're doomed. Oh, he's going to be president again. No, he is not. The election hasn't happened yet. That happens so damn much in the news media. The news media often decides who's going to be the winner even before we had the election. Let's have the election first, okay? And get out there and vote. Okay, that's it. I bid you Shabbat Shalom. Have a lovely weekend. Bye.